This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Hello, hello to all of you. Creep into the 5 o'clock hour. Before we're out of here today, the battle has now been won on, you know, that philosophical and hypothetical question, is it better to be way too hot or way too cold? I've come to the conclusion that I've formed a conclusion as to that, for sure, for once and for all. I'm done with that debate. Not that you have it all the time, but every once in a while you do have that. I'm finished with it, and I'll let you know. But just as important, I read a story today about scanners, those self-scanners at checkouts, at grocery stores. It's ridiculous, and it's an indictment on society, what's happening. Okay, how about this lady? So, give a listen to this. The Supreme Court says, the Supreme Court of the United States, they're not getting involved in states' regulation of vanity license plates. They said, no, we don't want any part of this. You guys figure it out on your own accord. We're not doing this as the Supreme Court. And here's where it comes into question. This is wild to me. So, state's regulations of vanity license plate, they've rejected an appeal from this Tennessee woman challenging the rejection of her controversial, are you ready what her license plate reads? 69PWNDU.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Which I'm not up on the lingo, except the first part, the numerics, the numbers. But anyhow, so, the court argued the state's rules for what is and isn't allowed on personalized license plates are often unclear. The woman argued that, I should say, and can amount to a dizzying array of censorship. She's mad about this. She wanted the court to find that she's expressing her own views through a vanity license plate, not the government's, a decision that would have limited states' ability to control the message. States that sell these vanity license plates, like Pennsylvania, can prohibit images such as Confederate flags, the Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision. States have long used license plates in this country to convey government messages, Justice Stephen Breyer wrote, for the majority. But this lady, her name's Leah Gilliam in Tennessee, her attorneys argued judges have disagreed about whether the same is true for the combination of letters and numbers on personalized license plates. A car owner's First Amendment speech rights change when she moves states, because their argument is this, that the same personalized plate appears on cars in Maryland, Oregon, Rhode Island, Kentucky, and it might be banned in one state. So it's ridiculous. Now, Tennessee initially approved her request for a personalized license plate that read 69PWNDU. She said the letters referenced Pwned You, an online gamer phrase meaning to beat an opponent, whatever. The numbers she initially said reflected part of her phone number and were not a sexual reference. Okay, lady. She also later said she's an astronomy buff and 69 refers to the year of the moon landing. Again, okay, lady. But the state received a complaint 11 years after allowing the plate and later told her it's going to be revoked because it referred to sexual domination. First, there's a couple things at play here. I mean, there's a lot at play here. One, if you call the state because you are jammed up what somebody's license plate says, you're the biggest Karen. You're the president of the Karen Club. Maybe president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer of the Karen Club. If you see somebody's license plate and it's one of those vanity plates and it offends you, like here in Pennsylvania, and you take the you know how hard it is to get in touch with somebody in Harrisburg? And you take the time to get in touch with somebody in Harrisburg and say, hey, I was driving down McKnight Road. Somebody had 69 on their vanity plate. That offends me. I want it out. I want it gone. Yada yada. You got stuff. You got to figure out something to do with your time. So that's the first thing. The second is this, though. And this is the bigger thing with these vanity plates. I'm all for people being able to write whatever they want. How about this? I don't care if people write the F word on vanity plates. Here's why. Now, bear with me. You could disagree, but this is how I feel about these vanity plates. You tell on yourself if you're a goofball. It's just like a t-shirt. You ever see these people walking around? And now, in a lot of places, they don't allow it at like amusement parks or whatever because there could be kids. Okay, that's fine. Driving around the street, yeah, there sure could be kids, but they're not fixated on what a license plate says. And there's not a huge concentration of kids anywhere somebody drives. But let's say your license plate has the F word or the S word or whatever. That immediately triggers my radar that you're a total goofball. And so I know I can cross you off my list of anybody I really want to interact with. So I think we should allow these things. I think denying people the ability to have whatever they want on their license plate makes me potentially interact with you more to find out about you, just like a t-shirt. If I see somebody walking through the strip and they got the F word written on their t-shirt, I go, see that idiot? Idiot. Nobody who really values what people think about them wears a t-shirt with the F word on it. They just don't. I don't think so. So guess what? Guy, lady, whatever, they're off my list. I'm not even contemplating interacting with them. Essentially, they've told on themselves. They've advertised that they're a total knucklehead, not worth your time. This would eliminate a lot if we just had these vanity plates, no restrictions. Write whatever the hell you want to write on it. Go ahead, dirtiest words imaginable. Now, it would make it kind of funny whenever they got pulled over and the police had to call it in to dispatch, and then the dispatch would have to read it back. That'd make it funny when I was sitting in the newsroom getting ready for my show and it would come over the scanner, F this, F that, or whatever. Other than that, the fact that they restrict them is silly. And I'll tell you what, the argument is actually a pretty good one because some states, this word's offensive. Some states, it's not. Some states, this phrase can be deemed offensive. Other states, it's not. And it's really up for interpretation, and that interpretation goes state to state, and it's not universal at all. And that doesn't make a lot of sense. Just like a bumper sticker. Let people put whatever the hell they want on their bumper stickers, and then when there's a bunch of F words, I go, see that car? Goofball. Don't ever go anywhere near that person. And it makes my life easier. I can figure them out a lot simpler.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.